LANYAP, a little something extra, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM.
I'm Jay Curtis. My guest today is Georgia Street. She's the chairman of the Brown Bag Concerts happening in downtown Monroe throughout the month of October. Welcome back, Georgia.
Good morning. It's good to be here with you.
As always, you guys have a terrific lineup, and I know you make contacts and do some networking throughout the year to get this kind of talent here for the month.
We are so excited about this season. We are opening with Doug Duffy. I have always wanted Doug Duffy to do Brown Bag.
See, I've never heard him play. I knew he was an artist, but I'd heard that he was
wonderful.
A musician. But I've never heard him.
Yeah, so be sure to come tomorrow. He's usually performing in Europe, but he just happens to be home, and he is just delighted. You know, he was a great friend of Edmund Williamson's, mm-hmm. and so Edmund introduced us, and we booked this last year for this October, and so I'm so excited about having him. He's a member of the Louisiana Hall of Fame, Music Hall of Fame, and he just has been inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame, so wow. Wow, he has CDs. He's traveled Europe. He's been performing professionally since the ripe old age of 14.
Wow.
14. So.
But you look at somebody who's touring Europe, but, you know, they've taken some time out and they're here on this side of the ocean.
That's right.
He's going to be at a concert that's free?
That's free. So pack that brown bag lunch and come in here, Doug Duffy, tomorrow at Anna Gray No Park at noon. It's going to be absolutely super, and I've begged him to bring some of his CDs to have available for, you know, those of us that would like to buy one, to have a chance to do that.
And we're also hoping, fingers crossed, on the weather forecast.
We really are. Yes. So send up a quick emergency prayer about that, because, you know, we're so blessed to have Doug perform for us, and wow, if it rains... We're going to be doing some mad scrambling, trying to find another location at the last minute.
Hoping the weather will finish up tonight.
We are hoping.
Plenty of time for
hoping, yes.
Also, then next week for the 14th, Alice Prophet.
Alice is from West Monroe, but she has performed in Branson. She has her own CD of Christian music. She's worked on stage, TV, radio, and she's going to do... everything from Patsy Cline to Linda Ronstadt to inspirational and Christian music. So I'm really, really looking forward to having Alice. Alice is a very busy lady. She travels a lot with her work. And so I know I called her one day just to touch base, and I said, "Where are you?" And she goes, "I'm on the plane. I'm getting ready to take off." I think she was flying to Oregon that day. But anyway, she's with Home Health Agency, and so she travels a lot.
Looking forward to the music side. And
great.
The week of the Celtic Festival,
yes.
A very special guest that week.
Yes, we are so excited to have Martine de Cocaine. We are so, wow, I mean, how lucky. He is from Cork, Ireland. Of course, he's living in the United States now, but he's been in movies, and he is just wonderful. He's wonderful. His concerts are usually very, very, very expensive. And since he's going to be in town, and as a way of promoting the Celtic Fest and giving people kind of a sneak preview of what's going to be in store for them at the Celtic Fest, we get him at Brown Bag. We worked with Doyle Jeter. Doyle organized all of this for us, and we're so grateful. And we're really, really excited about this.
So especially to have him downtown at Anna Gray No Park.
That's
for free before the festival.
For free. And this,
that's
of course, is all sponsored by the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council with CenturyLink, Chase, and the City of Monroe. They all bring this. And then Best Home Health provides fresh, straight from the oven, hot baked cookies, which no one can pass up. A lot of times that ends up just being my lunch. That is my brown bag lunch. And then First Baptist Church across the street from
High carb,
yeah,
high,
right,
high chocolate,
right, and good here. Music. I mean, what a great combo, huh? First Baptist downtown Monroe provides us with lemonade and tea. So it's just a wonderful opportunity to get away in the middle of the work week and kind of, you know, chill and enjoy some great music. And we try to provide a variety of music, something for everyone's taste, and sometimes maybe a genre of music that you're not familiar with to kind of broaden your musical horizons.
Well, just looking at this lineup, that you've got everything from Memphis
neat?
Soul, Delta Blues, you've got Christian music, you've got Linda Ronstadt, you've got Irish music, and then you've got standards coming up with Rod Payne and Lisa Spann.
And we want to emphasize that it is Lisa Spann. Sometimes people get the Lisas mixed up. And so this is Lisa Spann. used to sing with Gigi Shin, and she performs a lot in Alexandria now, in the Alexandria area. So, and she is wonderful. She will just blow you away. She does a phenomenal job.
So I have to ask, you're the chairman of putting these together. What are the things that you do throughout the rest of the year to put together a lineup like this?
Well, I'm always, every time I go somewhere and hear an artist, I talk to them and ask them if they might be interested in Brown Bag. Because, you know, the whole purpose of the Brown Bag concert is for our area to be familiar with our local artist. And this is a way of showcasing them so that they can get paying jobs later on. And as a matter of fact, we were in a restaurant one night, and I heard somebody performing. And so kind of in a break, I went over and talked to him, and he has performed, Brad Borden has performed at Brown Bag several times now. And so I'm always looking for someone new, but then we always want to have our standards, you know, like Rod Payne. Rod performs for us every season because he's so versatile and everybody knows him so well.
He does a lot of different things too.
He does. He really does, and he performs with a lot of other artists. So this is such a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for Monroe to have a free concert to recognize and celebrate local talent. Just a great time.
So starting out tomorrow, 12 noon.
Tomorrow, 12 noon at Anna Grano Park.
And starting out with Doug Duffy tomorrow. So
weather permitting, fingers crossed
on that. Georgia Street's the chairman of the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council's Brown Bag Concerts. And I'm Jay Curtis. Thanks so much for being here, Georgia.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Lanyap, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Lanyap is produced at the studios of KEDM.